Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome back to another reminder. This one is kind of similar to one that I've shared before, but I want to circle back in on this one because I really like the analogy that was shared in this one. This one is also be careful of sins that are belittled. But again, I want to share the analogy with you guys because I think that it's very well written. So, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud reported that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Be aware of the minor sins. The example of the minor sins is like that of a group of travelers who stopped on their journey to rest in a valley. Then one of them brought in a straw. Another came with another, and a third with one more. Until with their collection, they were able to gather enough to cook their food. Remember, if a man is held for questioning on the day of judgment for his minor sins, surely they will destroy him." In another version, he is reported to have said, "Be aware of the minor sins, for they add on until they destroy the man." So I talked about minor sins and things like that before, and I want to circle back in on this one, especially with everything going on right now in this time of month, and just kind of, you know, as we're kind of approaching all these changes in our life, like I mentioned before, whether you're entering in Ramadan and you're thinking of leaving minor sins, or, you know, currently we're in or we're done, whenever you listen to this episode, right? Like, you could be listening to this in like 2 years from now and it's not even Ramadan, right? Whenever you hear it, the way that I always like to think of things is a little bit more logically, but, you know, on the Day of Judgment, there's scales, right? And I always think about how many little minor sins could be on that scale that could impact me more than anything. Because, of course, we always imagine, like, big major sins on that scale. And like I said in one of my previous episodes, the discussion of classifying something as minor or major is simply academic. It is not meant for you to take it and think this is something that I can do and something that I can't do, or how much of this can I do and not of this. The point is, everything, when it comes together all in front of you, is going to be a lot, right? Like, when you see your book and you see every single day that you've spent in your life, every single hour, every single second, when it all comes together, it's going to be a lot. Maybe right now 1 second for you is not a lot, but when the entirety of all the seconds in your life is in front of you, it's going to be a lot. And when it comes to all the minor sins that you might have done, again, maybe one is not that much for you, but when we gather them from the entirety of our life, that's a lot. That's why I think it's always important to view the minor sins also as something, oh, I can't do this. Like, have that same level of caution between minor and major sins, because like we said, a sin is a sin, right? Like, a sin is a sin. And if you know that you're going to get, you know, some type of punishment for it, it doesn't matter what it is. You wouldn't want to go towards it. Now, again, I'm not trying to scare people that have done minor sins. I'm just saying that these are things that at times we should logically think about. I know that at times we live a lot in like this rainbow world of like, you know, everything's going to be okay at the end of the day. And of course, Allah is very merciful and He does forgive. But we can't take that mercy and take it for granted and kind of, I guess you could say, be disloyal with that mercy, which happens often where people think that, you know, I have this mercy with me, I can use this to do wrong. And that's just not true. In your own life, remember that things can be just like the analogy we gave of one straw, another straw coming all in at once, right? And then at the end, we had enough to cook food with. So things pile on. We often don't recognize them, but they do. And this can even be applicable to your everyday life. It's important to remember that things add on to your everyday life, whether that's stresses, you know, worries, whatever it might be. I always believe in this as well. Moving a little bit away from the discussion of sin, on another note, for anyone who's stressed, for anyone who's worried, you know, the more things that you're stressed and worried about that you neglect and don't take care of, the more those things pile on, and now you have a bunch of things that you're worried about. And that's why it's important to approach all things in your life, you know, with caution, if it's a sin, with caution. And then if it's like your everyday worries and stresses, with grace and with patience and with a lot and a lot of patience with yourself. Because you're going to come across some things that you'll ask yourself, why is this stressing me out? Why is this worrying me out? It's not a big deal. But oftentimes when you do that, you kind of invalidate your own feelings by feeling like, you know what, I shouldn't be worried about this, or I shouldn't be stressed out about this. And now you're just piling on more, right? Like, there's things in life that you're going to be stressed about that you might not understand or know why, but you're going to have to go through the sequences of talking out within your own feelings of why, right? Like, the why doesn't make sense to everybody else, but it can make sense to you. So the conclusion, little things can equate to big things, okay? Your sins, when they all add up in one, minor sins that you might have neglected, that can be a big thing. In your day-to-day life, outside of sin, the things that worry you, that stress you, that you're not taking care of, they can all add on and cause a bigger toll to your body. So always keep a sense of healthy proportion in all things you do. Have a great rest of your day. Take care of yourself. Assalamu alaikum.